I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. With the announcement yesterday that Philadelphia Democratic Congressman Bob Rady will not seek re-election, newly announced candidates and potential candidates are popping up like mushrooms. But WHYY's Dave Davies reports they may discover that the seat they were planning to run for has disappeared.
Incumbents in Congress are hard to beat, so when a 20-year veteran like Brady takes his leave, it's a gift.
The election to replace Bob Brady is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for somebody.
That's Democratic strategist Mark Nevins. Before Brady's announcement, five potential candidates had already appeared. Now?
Well, now it's a free-for-all.
But the open seat these candidates think they're running for could vanish before their eyes. Why? The state Supreme Court has found Pennsylvania's districts to be gerrymandered and has ordered new maps drawn right away. Maps that form compact districts and don't split counties unless absolutely necessary. Right now, Philadelphia is split into three congressional districts that all have sizable suburban areas also. But the city's population is a nearly perfect fit for two complete districts. Alan Butkovitz, a Democratic ward leader and until very recently Philadelphia City Controller, says the fix is pretty obvious.
The logic of the state Supreme Court order is that Philadelphia be turned into two congressional districts.
Brady is retiring from Congress, but the other two Philadelphia representatives, Brendan Boyle and Dwight Evans, are not. Evans says all the new candidates planning their campaigns need to start with one big question.
You know, if I was advising them, I think you got to look at first, what district are you running in? You know, right now, I'm not even clear what district I'm running.
Boyle says he's waiting to find out the shape of his district.
If you try to balance the need for compactness with as few county splits as possible, then a lot of the configurations end up having two Philadelphia or heavily majority Philadelphia seats.
A two-district map would be easier following Brady's departure, since mapmakers wouldn't have to force incumbents to run against each other. It would be easy to divide the city on a north-south axis, leaving an Evans district on one side and a Boyle district on the other, which means all those fresh-faced Philadelphians who want to run for Congress would have to beat an incumbent after all. Brady's district would pretty much disappear. One thing could change that. Republicans have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to halt the redistricting process. If they do, candidates can run for Brady's old seat at least one more time. Dave Davies, WHYY News.